Welcome to Baseline and Boundaries, a Mindset Revolution. I am Dr. Tamika Scott, your executive mindset coach, leadership strategist, and your guide in doing leadership differently. This season, we're not adding more to your leadership toolkit. We're unlearning it because most leaders aren't lacking skills. They're operating from patterns of thinking that no longer serve how they lead. Patterns that sound like taking on more, think longer, prove yourself. Don't get it wrong. And over time, these patterns show up as overthinking, overcaring, and second-guessing yourself in rooms you are more than ready to lead in. So in this space, we challenge that. Each episode will break down what you've been taught about leadership, what it's been costing you, and how to shift into a way of leading that is clear, grounded, and aligned with who you are now. Because leadership isn't about doing more. It's about seeing it differently so that you can lead differently. Let's get into today's episode. All right. Hey, y'all. So today, let's talk about this ideal of what if you're not burnt out? You're just carrying what was never yours. Now, let me be very clear. You might call it burnt out. And burnout is a real thing that folks experience in the workplace, folks experience in just life in general. And I want to be very mindful of that. And so I don't want today's conversation to suggest that I do not believe burnout is a thing. I absolutely believe burnout, whether it's in the workplace or in other aspects of our lives, is a thing. I also want to be very cognizant that although my educational background speaks to understanding mental health and all the components that come with being a therapist and doing psychotherapy work, that is my education. I am not credentialed to diagnose individuals. And so if someone feels as though they are experiencing burnout, my strong recommendation will always be to seek out support and services from those who are credentialed to actually provide that diagnosis. I, again, have the education in it, but I do not believe that those of us who do not have the credentials should be diagnosing other people. And so, again, I want to be very mindful of that and want to start off this conversation with knowing and understanding that burnout is a thing. With that being said, what if it's not burnout? What if what you're experiencing and you are dealing with in this season isn't burnout? Now, again, you might call it burnout, and that is the feeling of being tired, mentally stretched, maybe a little disconnected from work that you actually care deeply about. But again, but what I want to offer you is something a little bit different. Give you another perspective to consider. Again, what if you're not burnt out? What if you're carrying things that were never yours to hold onto in the first place? So this can show up in a variety of different ways. So let's be mindful of that. Let's look at how this actually could show up in our lived experiences. Maybe it could be you're the one person folks come to when something isn't working. When there's tension in the team, they come to you. When communication breaks down, they come to you. When something needs to be handled, they come to you. And you, being the person that you are, you don't just listen. You absorb it. You take it on. It becomes your responsibility. You hold yourself accountable to it. You think about it after the meeting. You try to find the right words and the right approach and the right solution. See, then you decide to adjust your tone. You anticipate reactions. You manage not just the task, but the energy in the room. And if you remember earlier, I said, they come to you when there's tension on the team, when the communication breaks down, when something needs to be handled. And yet you adjust your tone, anticipate the reaction, and you manage not just the task, but the energy in the room. And over time, you become known as reliable, supportive, the one who holds it all together, or the one who is known to always get it done. But what doesn't get named here is how much you're actually holding. Because for many leaders, this doesn't start in your current role. This behavior is something that you have developed and you have tweaked and you have continued to advance in. See, it starts much earlier in environments where being dependable meant being safe, where being the one who could figure it out meant being valued, where you learned, sometimes without anyone saying it directly, where you learned that you would need to be the one to step in when things got messy, where you learned to be the person who created safety, calmness, peace in the space. You learned that you would be the one to step in when things got messy. And that learning could have started in childhood. You know, I bring everything back to childhood, so let's just don't be surprised by that. Realistically, that learning could have happened early in childhood. And for many Black women, women of color in these spaces in particular, this becomes that unspoken expectation that we then later talk about. See, you're not asked, but you're relied on. You're relied upon. And what you're relied upon and what is deemed as the reliable, dependable, the one who always gets it done, well, what you're getting done and they're relying on is for you to clean it up, whatever that mess is. For you to smooth it over, whatever the discourse is. For you to hold the tension that you never created. For you to carry the emotional weight so that the work can keep moving. And because you care, and because this is a behavioral aspect or characteristic that you've developed and mastered over time very well, it's because you're more than capable of doing it. You have learned how to survive and getting where you are because you've created the skill set in order to carry this well. You're more than capable of doing it. You step into that role. And again, and again, and again, until it stops feeling like something you have chosen. And it starts to feel like something you're responsible for. If you think about it, it's almost like the Beyonce song where she says, I said yes to you dating me, yes to you something me, yes we can be together, but you gotta wait for me. The first time that I say no, it's like I never said yes. Here we go. Perfect example, even though it's not the dating process. But again, it's where you jump in, whether it's you intentionally jump in or you volunteer yourself or someone asks you to do it. So you do it out of response. Again, it's something that you absolutely can do. You're more than capable of cleaning it up. You're more than capable of smoothing it over, holding that tension and carrying the emotional weight so that you can keep things moving. However, what if it's not your responsibility? So let's go back to the Beyonce quote, indirect maybe. So let's go back to the indirect Beyonce reference. So yes, you can do it well. Yes, you've done it before and probably really well, but no. And your no doesn't need an explanation the same way the previous yeses didn't require one. See, but here's a hard truth that comes with this. We can have all the ambition and excitement and the proactive approach in the world to be like, I ain't doing that no more. And when it comes down to it, sometimes we just go to our default of survival and say, I'll just do it. And because of that, here's what it creates over time when we are constantly in our cleanup mode. We're the cleanup crew. And I say we because I have felt this in more than one leadership role. And I have heard so many other women of color in particular talk about that emotional weight of being called on or championed to be the one who cleans it up, the one who sustains it, the one who pivots to get us moving forward one too many times. And what that creates over time is you're not just doing your job. You're also doing the emotional labor of the room. You're tracking dynamics that no one asked you to track. But just because no one asked you doesn't mean that they shouldn't be tracked. Maybe they just shouldn't be tracked by you. You shouldn't hold that responsibility, maybe. But yet, you're holding space that no one acknowledged that you're holding. You're fixing things that were never formally assigned to you. And that kind of leadership, that's the kind of leadership that is invisible. It's invisible until you are exhausted. Not because the work is too much, but because the weight is uneven. Let me give you an example of this. For many of us, we find ourselves in work environments where folks get there comfortable with coming to us sharing their grievances, their frustrations, whatever the case may be, whether it's within the workplace, whether it's in just life in general, and you hold space for their stories. And the space that you hold for their stories is emotional labor that in some capacities or in some cases, it becomes more routine where they come and they share their experiences or their grievances or maybe some tension within the team or whatever the case may be, but you hold that space. And for some of us, you then offer solutions or support. And when you are the only one who is doing that emotional labor, holding that space, or that becomes the expectation of the working relationship is that you are always going to hold that space for them, that's exhausting. And then not too many people understand the heaviness that comes with hearing people's lived experiences, frustrations, things of that nature on a regular basis. And it's even more exhausting and more draining and more invisible when the expectation is that that is the role that you have, even though that's not the job that you were hired for. I hope that's making sense and connecting with someone out there. So now what happens is you're exhausted. And again, it's not because the work is too much. And it's not because you're not more than capable of holding the space, but because the weight, again, is uneven. So you start to feel resentful. And then you start to question that resentment. You feel tired, but you can't pinpoint the one specific thing that's making you tired. You take time off, and yet you still feel heavy when you come back. See, that's not burnout in the way that we typically define it. That's actually over-responsibility. So let's shift this, because I know you're probably like, what the heck? What is over-responsibility? So let's dive a little bit deeper into that. See, you're not responsible for everything that you're aware of. And your lived experiences have, in some cases, for many of us, created this hyper-awareness of our surroundings and how behaviors and how emotions or how energy flows within these spaces. But we're not responsible for everything that we're aware of. I want you to hear that again. Awareness does not equal ownership. So just because you can see the gap, feel the tension, anticipate the issue, does not mean that it's yours to carry. And that is where high capacity leaders get caught, because you can handle it. Let me say that again. It's because you can handle it, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to. So here's where we start. The next time something comes across your plate, whether it's formally or informally, I want you to pause and ask yourself this question. Is this mine to lead or mine to just support? Because those are two different roles and require two different energy levels. Leading means ownership, decision-making, carrying it forward, whereas supporting means contributing without absorbing the full weight. And for many of you, you've been supporting, but you've been carrying it like you're leading it. That is where exhaustion actually comes in. So your work isn't to stop carrying. And let me spell out the carrying I'm talking about. It's C-A-R-I-N-G. It's to start discerning, to notice what you're picking up automatically and give yourself permission to put some of it back. And what does that look like? Is to be able to ask yourself that question very early on. And that question is this mine to lead? Leading meaning taking ownership, decision-making power, carrying. Let me spell that one. C-A-R-R-Y-I-N-G, it forward. Are you carrying it forward? That is leading. So I want to go back to my earlier statement. Maybe you're not burnt out, but maybe you're carrying more than you were ever meant to hold alone. And that shift isn't about doing less. It's about caring differently and recognizing that everything you've been holding, maybe it was never yours to begin with. So I'll leave you with these reflective reset questions. What am I holding on to right now that no one actually asked me to carry? Where have I confused awareness with responsibility? And what would change if I didn't pick it up automatically? Okay, before you go, I want to leave you with this. Here's your reset. What are you still holding on to that you are more than ready to unlearn? Now, if this episode resonated with you, share it. And if you're ready to go deeper, check out my Mindset Reset Kit. You'll find it in the show notes. Until next time, keep leading, trusting yourself, and remember, you don't need to do more to be effective. You just need to see it differently so that you can lead differently.